Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I say that I think we're going to get out coached, is that controversial? I think Brian Flores is a very good defensive coordinator. I'm going to say he's better than Coach Austin. I think Coach Kevin O'Connell is an exceptional offensive mind.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, so I just think that there's that working those things, they're going to find ways to exploit, try and exploit our defense. And the defense is going to try and, which is what everyone does. I get it. I just think that there's a chance that it could.
Come on, Big Ben. The Irish eyes are smiling. We got the bagpipes blaring.
And he still thinks, more of a Scottish thing, I think.
And he thinks the Steelers are going down in Minnesota in large part because the coach he won a Super Bowl is going to get outfoxed, outmaneuvered, outschemed by the Vikings.
He did say Terrell Austin there, trying to avoid saying Mike Tomlin.
The Vikings?
Yeah.
When was the last time the Vikings won a playoff game? When was the last time we were talking about the Vikings as one of the model franchises in the NFL?
They did beat the Steelers the last time the two teams played overseas, in fairness, against each other.
You're right. That is the litmus test for who is good and bad. How do you do in your – how did you perform in your last international
game? I mean, that was your litmus test for whether the Steelers are going to win in New England.
Yeah.
I'm not getting down this road here.
And then I gave them credit for it. After the fact,
I think Ben never really respected Mike Tomlin. There's a big take to start today's show. I think that's part of the reason he said this. I also think Ben, to be fair, would probably hate any offensive coordinator that wasn't one of his personal buddies, which is why the list of offensive coordinators he liked in his career was limited to Bruce Arians and Randy Feitner, who is the Terrell Austin of offense, I would say.
Yep.
But I don't think he's wrong in this analysis. Kevin O'Connell is a better coach offensively than anybody the Steelers have employed on that side of the ball.
It's
in a
just,
long time.
Is it really the
and
tone?
And Brian Flores is it, absolutely better
it's just,
as a defensive
it's just
tactician
not,
than anyone on this franchise.
It's not really what you want to hear.
Why? This is, wait a minute. This is exactly what people want to hear from Ben, the unfiltered, real Ben Roethlisberger.
But it does not jazz you up for this game.
Is it his job to jazz you up, or is it his job on Footballing with Our Pal Spence to give his real takes?
It's his job to entertain.
He's entertaining. That was entertaining because it was very frank and I think as real as it gets.
If the Steelers were playing in a Super Bowl, which won't happen for another million years probably, and the Friday before he said, we're going to lose this game because they're going to out-coach us. They're going to coach circles around us in this big game.
So wait a
doesn't
minute.
Doesn't exactly get the juices going for the game.
Do you
That's
think
all?
That in 2010 it was incumbent on all of us on the air to pick the Steelers to beat the Packers in that Super Bowl?
Maybe fashion an argument for why they could do it.
Because I was the only guy to pick the Packers, and I got
look
ripped.
Where it got you,
and
Chris.
I got ripped by everybody.
You're now one of the longest tenured afternoon hosts in America, and you've got endorsements coming out of your pores. Congratulations on all your success. Maybe that was your springboard, that you had the audacity and the guts to pick the Steelers to lose to the Packers. You know, it's one of those things, what Ben said, because there is such a celebratory feel to this game, especially for the people that are over there, like living vicariously through family, friends, and people in the media that are already there. Like, I'm seeing X pictures of Steelers over there. My buddy who's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour, Bryant McFadden. He bar hopped with the guys from the 08 Steelers team.
Bryant McFadden?
Yeah. How cool is that?
He doesn't even drink, does he?
No, he just went to the bars and hung out with them. He doesn't drink. He probably either had NAs or pops or whatever, water. But he was bar hopping with those guys, and he took a picture, and it was hilarious because Brett Kiesel was dressed like he could have been their tour guide.
Really?
He just
looked, had like a scarf on or anything?
He just looked like an Irish. He looked like a Dublin resident. He had the beard. He had like the kind of Irish.
Did he have the
newsy cap on?
Did he have like a newsy
he had
cap
the newsy
on?
Cap
like
on.
A Peaky Blinders going?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so you've got that. You don't want, whenever you have a big game and you're juiced up for it and you're geeked up for it as a fan, you don't want the people that you trust and you admire and you love telling you that they're going to get blown out in the game and they've got no chance. People have come to appreciate Ben's commentary and analysis of things. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying he's not onto something, but just wasn't really what I was in the mood to hear today. That they're making
like
this jaunt, they're making this trip over there. You literally have Steelers fans, not just from Pittsburgh, but around the world, that have saved money and budgeted for this game for probably years, that have earmarked money where they've told their wives or families, like, hey,
we're socking
if the
this
Steelers
away.
Ever play in Ireland,
let's get an Ireland
make
slush
sure
fund.
We're there. Yes.
Okay. Now you think Ben's words, if they heard his podcast, have undercut their enjoyment?
No, I'm not saying it's going to undercut their enjoyment hearing that, but he thinks it's possible. And if it plays out that way, that's just going to be such a bummer for everybody.
Rob Judge, our buddy Rob in North Versailles. Ben entertains with unbiased opinions the same way Pony entertains us with his predictions. Wow. Choosing violence early in today's show is Rob.
Hey, my predictions have been pretty good this year.
What are you on Steelers games?
Not to toot my own horn here.
You 2-1 on Steelers games this year?
I am. Against the spread, I am, yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm 0-3 against the spread. But that's like a bit by me. I'm terrible at Steelers predictions. So maybe I think they're going to lose too. So take that as maybe a heartening thing. I think I've picked all three of their games wrong against the spread this year. And I think they're going to lose this game.
It's just a long way to go. And it's a lot of money spent. And it's a lot of time and energy invested into something to lose.
Yeah, but
man.
What should you be? Okay, so what should you be frustrated by that Ben said he thinks they're going to lose because they have a big coaching disadvantage, or the fact that that is probably true? Like, I'd be more frustrated as a fan that I was going and spending all this money. I'd still be wanting to do it because you're going to Ireland, etc.
Yeah.
To see like a substandard, sort of oddly conceived team, because that's really what they are. They're a team that's conceived with this idea that we have a championship-caliber defense, but they don't really have the offensive infrastructure to support it.
I'm not saying he's wrong, but if you go to a destination wedding and on your way over there, someone whose opinion you trust laid out like a half dozen reasons why they thought the marriage was going to fail, and you thought all of them were good points, and you generally agreed, like, yeah, this probably is going to be a disaster for this couple. That wouldn't exactly like hearten you and make you feel like it was worth the trip. Why am I even going? Like, I agree with Ben. I think that the Vikings have a massive coaching advantage in this game. Mm-hmm. I also happen to think they have better players. Mm-hmm. That's a deadly combination.
Don't like it.
That's partially why I am, you know, Donnie started his show by saying he has fear of missing out from not being over there. I really don't, because I don't think it's going to be a pretty game. And I think everything that gets talked about from people that will have memories of this trip will be about the sightseeing and the and the nights out with their friends and the pictures they took and all that, but it won't actually be about the game itself. I think it's going to end in a dud. I think Ben's right. I think that is like the sad aspect of this game. They have better coaching than us. The players, like the player gap, I think, is closer than the coaching gap.
Well, the best thing you can say about the player gap right now is that Donovan Jackson, who's I know it's an interior lineman, and so people are going to say, well, how much can that matter? They have very good linemen. He was one of their best right off the ball here. He played last week, but he's not going to play this week. Ryan Kelly, that center they brought in, that's a veteran. He's hurt.
He's not playing?
He's listed as hurt on their depth chart, but I have to go double-check that. But they got Donovan Jackson for sure hurt. I think their quarterback being hurt and Wentz playing is actually, I think you kind of charted this course. Tomlin certainly feels this way. It's probably a net negative for the Steelers.
Yeah, Tomlin wanted McCarthy to play.
I don't know, man. I've got one thing about this game kind of drilled into my head right now that has me nervous. I think their defense is both really talented, really well coached, and I think this is the thing, I can't even just give Flores credit for this. I think the players on that side of the ball for them are all really smart. Harrison Smith's about 100 years old, but he is extremely high football IQ guy still and in his late 30s. And they have guys who clearly understand what the coach is asking of them and can run these disguises that confuse other teams. And even though Aaron Rodgers, you would think, is the kind of veteran who's going to be able to handle that sort of thing, the last time he had a chance to just play them overseas, he didn't handle his business. It got ugly for him.
The Vikings are second in pressure rate, so it's another team that gets after the quarterback. Just like Seattle got after the quarterback, they can do it with just their front, but then they get creative and cute when it's third down. They've only allowed, I think, one third and long conversion all year. 1 of 18 is the number. One time, third and long, like third and seven or more, they've given up a first down. The Steelers have given up more first downs in those situations than anybody in the NFL.
What's the Steelers' first down success rate? Do you know? You have it off the top of your
head? I do not have it off the top of my head.
I would love to know what that is, because if you're going to ask me what's a stat that probably determines this game, do the Steelers get four more on first down regularly? Which they haven't, by the way. I'm willing to bet.
So the Vikings have this big defensive front. The Steelers are averaging 2.8 yards per carry. It's either the second worst or it is the worst in the NFL. I'd have to double check like if things changed with last night's game. Mm-hmm. They've been outrushed in games. 418 yards for the opponent, 189 for the Steelers. They've gotten doubled up by their opponents. They're giving up more than twice as many rushing yards as they're producing.
That's the complete and total antithesis of what Steelers football historically has
and
supposed to
Mike
be about.
And what Mike Tomlin wants.
Yeah, I mean, Mike still, I think, adheres to like old concepts like that and old maxims. That way, Jordan Mason had 116 yards in the first game, or in the most recent game, excuse me, for the Vikings this year. That is not that much less than Jaylen Warren's entire season total. As a matter of fact, as I look at it right now, 116 on 16 carries, Pony, he's got 132 on 43. Jaylen Warren does. 132 for a whole season's worth of work, man.
Yeah, he's their leading receiver, too. So,
and he's also he was also limited at practice with, you know, veteran rest slash maybe a dinged up knee already.
I just don't like being the Debbie Downer today.
Do you know what? Well, do you know? Hold on.
So
I'm going to say one
Ben
more
do
thing
it for me, and I'll
piggyback off of that and lament, say Ben's being mean.
Lament him saying it, but agree with it.
Well, I don't lament him saying it because he's at least I think there's some hypocrisy there when he talks about coaches he would love, because I think Flores would have rubbed him the wrong way as a head coach, and O'Connell he probably would have just said, "Yeah, I'll do it my way, buddy." But he's right in this particular instance. The biggest issue with me, I'm wondering if people feel the same way. Like the single biggest issue I have going into this game that makes me mad as a Steelers fan is going to inhibit my ability to enjoy what should be a fun novelty in a big game, a game the Rooneys care about, a game they still could find a way to win, who knows, is this. We've had this whole week of every Steelers coach who's opened his mouth to talk about Brian Flores kiss Brian Flores' ass about how great he is, and they're right to say he's great, and yet as an organization, Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney, especially Tomlin, decided that guy, who's probably the biggest ace in the hole that team has against you, wasn't worth keeping around or giving a bigger job to.
We'll have some comments from Rooney. He was talking over in Ireland today. Your take on this game. Big Ben thinks the Steelers are getting blown out. Do you agree with him? 412-928-9370. He thinks that the trip to Ireland is going to end in depressing fashion with a Steelers loss. 412-928-9370. And he says it's because the coaches here stink. 412-928-9370. We might also have a surprise next that you're not going to want to miss. Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, where they say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here is Charlie's first headline of the day.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Hockey Talk. And Hockey Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week on Paramount Plus in Pittsburgh, you will get the Chiefs and Ravens at 425 Kansas City, trying to put the Ravens in a 1-3 hole. All right, why are you hearing NHL music and... why am I saying Hockey Talk at 2:20 on a Friday when the Steelers are playing in Dublin and it's a massive hockey or football weekend? And it's because that Freudian slip I just had there. Marc-Andre Fleury just finished his practice where they were turning people away at their practice facility to watch him practice one final time with all of his Stanley Cup winning friends, Malkin, Sid, Letang. Pictures on the ice afterwards, all that jazz, all that fun stuff. And tomorrow night,
you're gonna say all that BS.
Yeah, tomorrow night, he's gonna play a game here with a sold out crowd and the most expensive ticket for a hockey game in Pittsburgh this year.
I think it's a testament to a couple of things: how popular Fleury is, how good of a guy he is, easy to root for, and I think to an extent, I've got to like tip my cap to the Penguins. It's not only their team success over the years, but the way they've marketed that team, where they have a truly like rabid fan base that'll do this sort of thing. Am I allowed to say, without being like a huge Debbie Downer, because it's not me.
Oh, let's just make it the theme of the first hour, Debbie Downer hour.
I just think it's kind of funny. Like, they are managing to get people this gassed up, and I know it's like a true farewell send-off for a beloved all-time Pittsburgh athlete. It is just funny to me. Like, it would be like Ben having been traded late in his career, playing a couple years elsewhere and being pretty good, then coming back for the Steelers preseason game, like signing a one-game contract.
I'd love that.
Like, the old Cowboy is going to sling it around here for a quarter.
How awesome would that be if next year he played a preseason game?
Let me ask you guys seriously. Then I'll take it the full length of this whole thought. Because would a preseason game stop and then put back to zero his Hall of Fame eligibility?
No, I don't think so. Because it would have to be regular season. Getting in the game.
If he played a preseason game next year and it got announced that it was happening, Do you think that they would be able to sell out Akershire Stadium and get like more than face value, like an expensive ticket? Could they put 70,000 people in there
100%.
To watch Ben play
I
one quarter?
I can't believe you should have just phrased it as an opinion, and you would have been right. They would have 70,000 people there, and fans would be twirling terrible towels and wanting Renegade played constantly in a preseason game. Yeah. Marc-Andre Fleury just talked to Jeff Hathorn and others moments ago. Let's hear what he's saying about his comeback in Pittsburgh.
How does it feel to be back in this stall and back in
yeah, geez. Set up. I don't know, it's been a few years, you know, but it doesn't feel like it, you know. It's so good to see the guys, obviously, but, you know, you guys and the other staff members are still the same, and Bones is now a coach, too. Eh?
And Chico.
Chico, too, yeah, played a bit, you know. So,
oh, Chico, don't forget about him.
No, definitely.
Razor Ramon.
Very fortunate to be able to come back for a couple of days.
It's too bad you couldn't have any fun out there, though.
It was good. I just wish I had more... I trained more, more stamina, yeah, to stick around. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. Yeah.
Flower, I feel like we've talked, or you've talked and have said, like, practicing together is one of your favorite things about playing together.
Yeah.
So, like, how special was it to get a chance to do that as part of, you know, this whole couple days instead of just, you know?
Yeah, not just the game. That might be what I love the most, you know, just be on the ice and have a lot of shots, see the guys a bunch, you know, be able to chirp a bit here and there, you know, just hang. So I don't know, that's a lot of fun for me.
Marc-Andre, what do these guys mean to you?
Jeff's trying to get him to cry.
I don't know, I feel like, you know, when you spend every day with certain guys for, I don't know, like 12 years or something like that, right? Like, and you go through tough times, you know, especially early, and then the good times also, obviously. And, you know, it means a lot, you know, when you can battle with these guys for so long and win together and achieve your goals as a team and just going through the routine every day, you know, together and the grind of it, you know, and helping each other throughout the seasons and ups and downs. And, so I think you get close bonded to those guys.
Well, I feel like every other time you've been back, it's been playing for the other team, and there's like, you know, that whole element of like you're trying to win. How much, I guess, I don't know if better is the right word, but how does it feel to be here without that sort of pressure?
And usually it's always pretty quick, you know, like obviously the regular season schedule is always pretty busy, right? So you come in, skate quick, get back to the hotel, eat, nap, come back to the rink, you know, and there's not much free time, so it's good to be on this side of the locker room for once and have some time, you know, just this morning sitting at breakfast, you know, little talks and having a little talk is good, you know, just to be able to spend some time like we used to.
Can you talk about how this opportunity came about, whose idea it was?
Yeah, Cal Lewis talked to me at the end of last season and asked if I would be interested, and I was like, I don't know. I feel like I've said goodbye like 17 times already to everybody, you know.
That
so,
is true. Accurate.
I was a little banged up too, you know, for after the season, and I wasn't planning on working out or skating this, and I didn't, but. And then we talked a few weeks back, and I brought it back, and I was like, home, kids in school, you know, and I was like, yeah, I think it'll be fun and spend some time with the guys and the staff and see the fans and all that stuff too. So, I'm happy that it all worked out.
That's probably the best move Dubas has made, in my opinion, as Penguins GM. Pulling the strings here to get this to happen.
Well, geez, at this rate, if Ben Cherington keeps his job, he should ask Barry Bonds to come back and hit during spring training. Problem is, he'd be actually better than most of their team.
Are you telling me you wouldn't like?
Yes, I would go. Yes, I would go. That would I would be more into that than I would be into this because the novelty factor would be even bigger. How old's Barry now? 62?
Probably 60.
Yes, I would want to see Barry Bonds hit during a spring training game. I'm pretty sure if he trained for it, he could probably at least draw two walks.
I think it's cool. I think it's way better than just he signs a one-day contract. He sits at a podium. He gets asked the same questions about his career here. He cries a little bit. There's
pictures. Well, he alluded
to it.
He's like, I've said goodbye 17 times already. This does add a little element to it that is unusual that he's actually going to play.
And it, as I forget who asked that question, but how many times have we had the conversations before games here with people where they're like, I want the Penguins to win 1-0, but I want, you know, Fleury to have a great game so I can serenade him with cheers and
hasn't he gotten,
and cheer his name.
Wasn't the funny part that he would come back here and get nuked by them?
Well, the last game he played with Minnesota, he was good. Really good. He was sharp, and he was making saves in the first period, and there were Fleury chants.
I'm pretty sure
he was stoning the Penguins.
I'm pretty sure his first game back here as a member of the Golden Knights,
he got absolutely shelled. He got bombed, and then he came back with the Blackhawks and got bombed again.
Didn't he admit that he hated playing as an opponent here?
Well, the last thing I'll say about this is he did say several times there that he did no training and working out for this. There is the chance. Like, he could he get shelled? I mean, does it matter? Probably not, but...
If I'm Columbus, I'm putting in my C lineup. It's the preseason. Just if give I'm them the all C the prospects.
C lineup guys from...
They'll be the ones with the most approval.
Yeah, C lineup hockey players.
Yeah, but they're not as good.
Still,
and it's
though,
also Columbus. They're not as good.
It's a dude that hasn't probably faced a shot until today for months.
He said he didn't skate.
Real quick, what do you guys think is the highest or the most expensive ticket throughout the course of this regular season is at PPG Paints Arena? I've looked it up.
Is it a Saturday game against the Maple Leafs?
It is not. That is the second highest. By the way, this preseason game is in the top 10 for most expensive ticket.
Oh, I thought it was the most expensive ticket.
Where Toronto's coming down to play.
Wrong. Saturday, April 11th.
That was Joe Starkey-esque.
Oh, the last game?
The last time that Malkin we can possibly see Malkin against Ovechkin.
I probably should. Is that their actual last game?
No.
No.
Their next game would be the next night, Sunday, April 12th in Washington. Tickets as low as $334 right now for that game.
So they've got a back-to-back against Washington to finish the season?
This is so stupid. Good job, Gary. Their last game is actually Tuesday, April 14th. In St. Louis. So I don't know why you couldn't have ended against Ovechkin on a back-to-back, but instead they have to go to St. Louis for...
Man, what a way for Malkin to close
What do they call that game? The anti-climax?
All right. We're going to do Fair Game with Faribault next. Our Steelers insider, he is over in Dublin. He was there for their practice today. He's going to tell us what to expect out of the Steelers Sunday morning in Ireland. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, South Hills. Charlie Borges producing the show with Irish music all day, so of course we're coming back with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thank you.
Is this a remix of Scar Tissue?
A dream of Californication! What about I mean?
I don't think you're going to be welcome in Dublin, you keep this up.
Does this really pass as popular music over there? Like, this is a knee
slapper. Isn't it more like traditional music?
Anything with a fiddle.
I think it's traditional music. I don't think they're sitting... I think they all, like, Dua Lipa just like we do.
What's American traditional music? Anything with a banjo?
Probably bluegrass would be the closest thing, yeah. I think if America has a musical style that it pioneered, I honestly think it would be, like, old-school Willie Nelson country.
So if
maybe R&B started here,
too? So if Ireland's best soccer team came over here to play a big game... Their sports radio station would be playing things like Yankee Doodle went to town riding on his pony.
No, I mean, I think they could play some country or they could play some old like Muddy Waters and stuff like that. I guess America invented rock and roll too, though.
Yeah.
Could play Chuck Berry.
Or the Beatles invented rock
and roll. Did we really
invent
rock and roll, Malzy?
Well, didn't
Elvis Presley stole it?
Elvis Presley stole it. Robert Johnson probably was like the guy who invented like true.
How about Eric Johnson?
High-end guitar playing. You know the story with Robert Johnson, right? Sold his soul to the literal devil at a set of train tracks for his ability to play guitar.
And how about Deontay Johnson?
Sold his soul to the devil for the ability to run forwards after catching a pass.
All right, it's time for a very popular segment we call Fair Game with Steelers insider Nick Faribault. We ask Nick a series of questions about Sunday's game. We'll ask them if these ideas and opinions we have are fair game, and he tells us if they are or aren't. It is 7:36 p.m. in Dublin. Where are you right now, Nick?
I'm currently in the middle of Center City. I'm right by the Dublin Castle. I see a huge Steelers flag in front of me, a huge helmet. It kind of actually feels like an NFL city right now. It's crazy.
Fair game that between now and kickoff, you'll have more than six Guinnesses.
Oh, that's absolutely fair. I've already beat that number through the first 2 days I've been here, so trust me, we're beating that with ease.
The thing about Guinness, though, just to briefly interject here, very low alcohol beer, so it's crushable. Surprisingly
and not
low
heavy.
It's low
it
calorie
looks heavy,
and
but
low
it's
alcohol.
Not heavy.
That's why it's one of the better, like, if you're going to have four or five of something, you can make a lot worse choices than Guinness. Anyway, fair game. I'll go to football here, Nick. Fair game to say that Brian Flores' defense holds the Steelers under 20 points. Or Steelers' offense
I think
under
that's
20.
Fair. I really do. I really think that's fair. I mean, you think about what the Steelers do really well, and you think about what they do really well, and the disguises are probably going to, I think, throw off the offense's rhythm a little bit, potentially force a pick here or there. I mean, listen, they are a very good rushing team, too. They don't really give up a lot of big hits in the run game. It's tough for the Steelers to crack through this defense if they don't get, like, big plays off, like, screens. So if they can get big plays off screens, maybe run the ball, they have a little bit of a shot, but I'm taking the under 20 if I'm a betting man.
Fair game that Aaron Rodgers will have more interceptions than touchdowns in this game, Nick.
I'll cut it even. I'll push it. I think he'll have one touchdown and one pick. I think that's fair, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had multiple picks. Last time that this happened on an international game in London last year, he threw three. So certainly not out of the question, Pony.
I am stunned that Pony and I, because we come up with our fair game questions for you independent of one another.
Was that a fair gamer for you?
That was the second one on my list.
Wow.
Fair game to say that a Steelers running back has at least 50 yards rushing in this game. Still hasn't happened this year through three.
I'm going to say no. I don't think so. This is a good rush. Like, this is a really good front. Even though Van Ginkle's going to be out, Dallas Turner played really well off the edge for that. And their interior is very good. I really just see it hard. It's hard for the Steelers to run the ball. I mean, they are a problem in terms of the blocking, the timing, everything about it. It's not in sync. This offensive line plays like a group of individuals, not a collective. And until they do that, like, it's hard to run the ball in a zone scheme when you have bad timing. So I'm not buying it until we see that. Maybe this is the week, but I'm not buying it.
Nick, let me phrase it this way. What Big Ben said about Broderick Jones was, in fact, fair game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I think it kind of was because Broderick has really struggled with the same thing since he came to the league. Like, he hasn't improved one bit. Now, granted, you can easily say they moved him to right tackle. They messed up his development. And I agree with that too. But Broderick has not improved literally one bit, really. His punch is still inconsistent. He still drops his head into defenders and opening up to bull rushes, which is why he gets moved back so easily. His footwork is still crisscrossed applesauce. The only thing he kind of had last year that I think has been fixed is the assignments. He actually knows the playbook and seems like he's more comfortable there, but the technique is such a mess. This really is a do-or-die season. Really, it's a do-or-die couple of games for him. He has to play better moving forward. He has not been good, despite not being kind of on the stat sheet in terms of sacks allowed recently. This has not been a guy that has played well still. He's kind of getting a little lucky.
All right, same vein. Fair to say that what Ben Roethlisberger said about the Vikings' pronounced coaching advantage with both their head coach who calls the offensive plays and their defensive coordinator, was that a fair assessment by Ben Roethlisberger of this matchup from a coaching perspective, Nick?
I mean, yeah. It's easy to complain about the Steelers' coaching because we see it play out so often. The Steelers' coaching is progressively kind of shown week to week. They don't scheme up a ton of cool things. There's a lot of static cover one and cover three defensively. Their blitzes don't match the back end. So the blitzes, they're sending 48%, by the way, on blitz rate. They're second in the NFL. And they're still not getting home because the coverage doesn't match the blitz. That's a coaching thing. Their details in terms of timing on the offensive line, in terms of route depth, they aren't precise. And let's think about Brian Flores, the rotations and all these things he has on his defense, so well coached and engineered. And Kevin O'Connell is one of the best play callers in football right now, knows how to sequence his plays, knows how to get a run game off the ground and help their quarterback out. This coaching advantage absolutely goes to the Vikings.
Man. Is it fair game to then say Carson Wentz will have a better game than Aaron Rodgers?
Here's where I might tell you no, and here's why. I think if there's one player that's going to lose to like the game, it's going to be Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz can very easily throw the game away. Mm. He's the type of guy that, with the Steelers' defense being opportunistic, the Steelers could get like 2 to 3 picks and maybe even a pick six in there and just kind of lower the margins on this game a lot for them. So I'm hesitant to say that. I think a lot of things that I'm looking at would say that, but I do not trust Carson Wentz. For right now, I'll say kind of fair, but I'm worried of Carson Wentz. I know you better than that, Carson Wentz. I am familiar with your game.
That's weird that now two of these that you've asked him were on my big board, Pony. I'll say this one. This is a weird fair game one. I heard Crowley express this opinion of Irish breakfasts and of Irish food. He said the following, Nick. He said, the bacon here in the States is a little bit better, but not by a ton than the bacon in Ireland. But then he said, there is no comparison. The sausage links in an Irish breakfast blow the sausage links in America out of the water. Fair
what?
Game to say that.
So that's a fascinating one to throw at me. I would say the sausage links in most of America, yes, that is fair to say. However, I will say I've had some great sausage links in the South. I will say when I've gone to the South, the Deep South,
the Deep South.
I'm not sure there's a place I've gone to better that does food better than the Deep South. They have it down.
Well, yeah, you got your biscuits and gravy. You got comfort food.
Right.
It's all, but then like you have to exercise constantly there, or it can get out of hand very quickly.
Nick, fair game to say the Steelers are going to come back from Ireland with a victory.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to say not fair because, I mean, I just listened to you guys a ton of reasons why I think they're probably not going to win this football game. And I do think this is a more talented roster than the Steelers have right now. I actually think the Vikings defense is far less talented than the Steelers defense. But I do think the coaching on both sides really kind of eats into that gap. If you took the Steelers' personnel and gave it to Brian Flores, I think they're a top 10 defense easily. I think if you look at this offense for the Vikings, are going to stay on schedule, probably get a play here or two. I do think the Steelers defense is going to come out and look better. I do think that they're going to be going on the right track, but there's so much receiving talent on that team. They have a deep running back group, even without Aaron Jones. They have a tight end in TJ Hockenson, who's really good. And the offensive line is also the big thing. That's a good offensive line. You know, some of these teams the Steelers have beaten, not great offensive lines. They've had their chances. And so, to me, I'm saying the Vikings probably win this one. But, as I told you, I could see the scenario where the Steelers win. Carson Wentz throws a pick here or there. They kind of get the margins lower on it by getting some turnovers. And then the offense doesn't have to score more than 20 because maybe the defense ends up setting them up for it. So, it's very, very easy to see that also playing out, but I'm going Vikings in this one.
All right, Nick, enjoy your Guinnesses, man. We appreciate it. Thank you for playing. Fair game.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Continues to be my new favorite segment during the week in football season. Shout out to Nick. He just understands the assignment perfectly.
Crowley in Ireland is brought to you by Generator Supercenter of Pittsburgh, the standby power people.
Crowley, every hit or social post I've seen is just Crowley posing, and then they do like the quick switch and he's got a Guinness in his hand. Every radio hit has been about can Steelers fans out-party Vikings fans?
He's not working.
No, of course he's not working. He went there to go drink, and he just said to the bosses, yeah, I'll do a couple of hits on the radio, and I'll do some social posts. It'll be great. The guy's getting a paid vacation
out of this. I 100% agree with you. He cannot complain. I don't want to hear him say one bad word about this radio station or about his job for at least a year. He's in Ireland.
He got to take his wife with him.
It's all paid for. He might even be making money on top of it being paid for with all the sponsors we have. When we ask him to work for us there, he's not covering the game. He's going to the game as a fan. He's going to the game to drink. And all of his callbacks and all the things he posts are strictly about having a good time and partying. There's no real work whatsoever. That'd be like if they said, hey, Charlie, where's your bucket list destination?
Piscataway.
Ireland.
Ireland. Let's send you there. We'll pay for the whole thing. Okay, what do you want from me while I'm there?
Yeah, a couple
drink
Instagram
your ass off.
Yeah.
Okay, I think
can you have
can
a beer in your hand as much as possible, and can you occasionally post it to Instagram? All right, good job. Did you see the first one he did? You don't have Instagram. He did the whole, like, I'm falling asleep at the airport, and then, like, his head turns one way, and then it pops back up the other way in a pub, and he's got a Guinness in his hand. They're just doing these cute, I bet you Tenuta's over there. Ooh, that's tough. People forget Adam Crowley knows social media.
Art Rooney on this game coming up next. He's over there now. What he thinks about this matchup, what his reaction is to this whole now debate of when they went over there, which many people believe cost them the game against the Vikings in London back in 2013 when they started 0-4. Also, Terry Bradshaw, a big Debbie Downer on this game.
Really?
Yep.
Terry, never misses a chance to be a wet blanket.
Brian
anymore.
Baldinger going to join us to break it all down at 3:15, a live on-the-air Baldy breakdown.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.